Hi everyone, it's Eva McIntyre here, your host at Radiant Health Radio. I have on the call a really fun person that I love chatting to, Miss Anna Swade. Actually, Anna, do you want to introduce yourself? Because I won't be able to say everything, so you want to introduce yourself.
So I blog over at proteinpile.com, and last year I opened that as a business. So I work with professional athletes and protein kind of supplement brands, and I launched a cookbook a couple of months ago about protein powder cooking, which is doing really well, and I'm going to be Body Power next week. Oh God.
I know.
Selling my book and presenting.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So you're doing a lot of stuff.
It's kind of hectic, and
sound quality is getting a bit, it's okay. Anyway, so you contacted me actually, Anna, about eating disorder awareness and the fact that you worked in settings before. Wasn't that it?
Yeah, I did an internship. Well, basically my first degree was in psychology, and I did an internship at the eating disorders psychiatric unit at the University of Chicago for a summer, because I was really kind of interested in that area since I always had this intense love of food and stuff. I ended up shadowing a lot of psychiatrists and seeing how patients are treated. And the man that I was working under he's pioneered a treatment for anorexia, which involves involving the whole family.
Oh, wow.
And it was an amazing experience. And it was the whole summer I was there volunteering and stuff, just kind of learning as much as I could, because I wanted to, well, I was considering going into that field after I graduated, but then it was kind of, I found it too intense for me, and it just got me down a lot. It was just, I kind of, like, that made me realize that I didn't feel like that was where I wanted to go with my career and stuff. Regardless of that, it was very interesting. And so since then, and well, I've always had kind of like an awareness of this, and now that I've kind of got myself into the fitness industry, it's something that I follow. I did a PhD in critical discourse analysis, so analyzing the way people speak about things and about ideas and stuff. And I've always kind of looked at the way in which people speak about eating in the context of fitness, and it struck me how no one was really talking that much about eating disorders within that world until I listened to your podcast with Ben, and I thought you guys covered it like really well, and you talked about things that a lot of people weren't really addressing or seeing as important or worthy of, you know, debate and discussion and consideration. And so I got in touch to say, you know, good job, and I think that's a step in the right direction to a lot of people. And I'm kind of rambling on, but nowadays, I notice a lot of people coming out with their stories to do with metabolic damage and doing competition shows and how that has ruined their health. And, you know, more and more you see that coming out, whereas before, I think there was a lot less of that. People weren't, I'm not going to generalize, but there wasn't that community of support for people to come out and say, hey, I did this, and I looked ripped as hell, but my health, my diet, my period stopped, everything just went to hell.
Yeah.
So I think that's great that there's more of an awareness of that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what you were saying there, I had to leave the acute setting that I worked in because it was too intense, and it's very, like you said, I mean, it's a very hard field to work in, and I think that I was able to sort of help people that were a little maybe more mentally well, and, you know, and the ones that were looking to be physically well as well. So when I entered the fitness industry, I saw so many eating disorders, and it was just, you know, it wasn't all like, oh, people are starving. It was a lot of kind of people binging and going on season and off season. And, you know, it's once your life starts to revolve around food and calories and your weight, it just, you know, it's a vicious cycle, really. And you don't, like, Ben always says, you don't have time to kind of just relax with your friends and, you know, have a good time and go out eating and stuff. So like you said, I mean, there's a lot of secrets there that people are doing this secretly, and they don't want to, a lot of them won't want to come out and say, oh yeah, I used to comfort eat, or I used to like the feeling of hunger. They're not going to say that because, you know, it's a secret to them. And I'm hoping through my podcast and things like that, that people will sort of recognize it as an eating disorder and maybe something that's making them unhappy. Because I think that's the most important thing, is that if you're miserable doing these things, well then why are you doing them? You know, so I mean, that's why I love your book, Anna, and you sent one to me, and I thank you very much for that. I love it. I mean, because I work with them people, and I call them my radiant warriors, I'm like starting to tell people now that they can use the protein power to build themselves up. I love that. I think it's like, you know, because there's a lot of people in the fitness industry who like to think of themselves kind of, or they look up to sort of superheroes and everything, and I have a very good friend who is like this, and she likes to think she's very strong, and you know, she's a bit like a superhero, and I just think, yeah, well, why not? Like, if that's the way you think of it, go for it.
Exactly. And I mean, Ben is a lot into that as well. Yeah. You know, like a superhuman kind of like understandings of, you know, being awesome and just, you know, going for it and not feeling, you know, a sense of having to give in to certain, you know, like to diet down to crazy ridiculous numbers just to look, you know, ripped as hell and then feel like hell.
Just feel miserable. But like, that's the thing, it was so funny, because when I was going through your book, I was like telling my friends about it, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna make cheesecake like this weekend, and I'm gonna have donuts, and everyone's like, what? I was like, this is what Anna's done in her book. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with my cooking, I mean, I don't talk that much about, like, you know, stuff like this. It's all, like, about kind of fomenting a love of food and an appreciation of nutrition that goes beyond, you know, like, I remember thinking when I was doing the internship, someone was talking about a paper they read about how people with a lot of eating, kind of, like, a long history of eating disorders perceive food differently. So instead of seeing a broccoli and thinking tastes good with cheese or, you know, whatever, they'll be like, you know, X amount of calories, this much fiber. Yeah. So there's a kind of dissociation between what the food is and what it is, if that makes sense. But I just think that, you know, instead of seeing nutrition as something that, you know, like, I'm going to just boil this chicken and have the steamed veg and kind of get it down because I have to. It's just about getting this love for food, for spices, for cooking, and just, you know, for making mistakes in the kitchen and, you know, making them right on the line and stuff. And just, it's a sense of freedom, you know, there's nothing that can go wrong. You just kind of have to be free to experiment and be willing to fail and, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's why, I remember now the message I wrote back to you when we started talking about eating disorders and stuff, is that a lot of the girls, they don't feel kind of strong enough to say, oh my God, I love chocolate, or, you know, I like to eat muffins, or, you know, it's that type of thing. I've come across so many of these girls that are kind of like, no, I wouldn't touch chocolate, and just give me a salad, I wouldn't have anything else. And I'm like, what are you doing? You clearly do like these things, you just won't admit it. Like, so, you know, that's what I think. And a lot of the time, I mean, there isn't that, like, you've created a lot of things that are nutritionally beneficial. So all these, like, you know, the donuts that you make or the beetroot muffins, those things, they have a lot of vitamins and minerals in them that, you know, you can use to make you stronger. And it's not like the processed crap that you get from donuts and stuff like that.
And it's about, I think, breaking down the barrier of things you're not allowed to have.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, if you like chocolate, why don't you get dark chocolate and integrate it within, you know, something you love? And, you know, why look at all these categories of food as completely out of bounds? You know, like, I'm never going to have bread, and, like, I won't have pizza. Pizza is not healthy. And, you know, all these things that, if you love food, why don't you just make it and make it nutritious and make it do good things for you, instead of, you know, feeling like all these things are completely out of bounds and you can't, you know.
Yeah, you can't have them, you're restricting yourself. And that's the thing, it's like, you should never really restrict yourself. Like, I mean, you're not going to enjoy life if you do, and you just, you just end up miserable, I think.
Yeah, but, I mean, at the same time, I'm not saying that, you know, like, a lot of people talk about clean eating, and a lot of people would perceive my food as clean because I don't use, like, processed flour, you know, like, refined carbohydrates and all this stuff. But I'm not necessarily saying don't ever even dare have, you know, a burger from McDonald's. Yeah. Well, it's just saying, you know, like, if you're going to eat, like, every day to increase your performance and the way you feel and the way your body functions, then you have to start paying attention to nutrition more. Even if, you know, once in a while, whatever, you go out to a party and you have a piece of actual birthday cake full of sugar and stuff, like, it's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
But you kind of get this sense of empowerment from knowing what it is and knowing how you can eat, like, on a more healthy way on an everyday basis to support your health and fitness and your general well-being and your love of food.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the thing with the superhero things. Like, the way I see you, Anna, I kind of see you, you know, transforming recipes in the kitchen. Like I said with my protein Irish Rolo cake, I was like, oh God, Anna, I don't remember what I put into it or how I made it, but I have pictures. So can you help me transform it into a recipe? Because I have no clue what I'm doing.
Yeah. But I mean, that's always like the first step, you know, of experimenting. There's, like, I remember when I was starting out, I created a lot of things that, you know, like, I was like, whoa. And then you kind of get to understand and know the ingredients of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm totally, like, I'm really not into, like, measurements or anything because I'm just trying to experiment. And then sometimes I make things and they taste amazing. I'm like, oh, crap, how did I do that? I don't remember how I made that.
Yeah. But no. The amount of recipes that I lose on a daily basis is incredible because I write them down in, like, paper towels and stuff. People throw them out, so I end up with, like, no recipes.
Yeah, you have plenty to keep it going. Pardon, say it again?
I said there needs to be some method to the madness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm still trying to find my own method, so. But, yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And then I was just, oh, yeah, I wanted to talk to you about was that in the last podcast I sent you a message, and I said that, you know, you're using your, say, strengths to your favor, because I know that Anna means favor. That's the meaning of your name, by the way, Anna.
I know, I love it.
And so I was just thinking that, you know, I can't write recipes, but you can, Anna. So that's your strength, and you always use it towards your favor. And I was just trying to invite my followers to try and figure out their strengths and use their strengths for their own favor. So, like Charlene, who was on the podcast last week, she is an amazing artist. She painted that Wonder Woman picture of me, which I love.
And yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool, isn't it? And you did a really good one, Anna, as well. I can't wait to have that up on my Facebook this week. It's so cool. I love it. And yeah, so, like, I mean, I don't have, so, like, I'm not the fastest Galaxy Girl, or I'm not the strongest Galaxy Girl, but, you know, or same with the J&L Fusion things. I'm not the best at doing the method or teaching it, but they're not my strengths. Like, emotional healing and mental health nursing are. So they're the ones that I work towards. And if, like, you know, I want to act like Florence Nightingale, I might as well. I just wanted to pick up on that a little bit, that, like, you can create these amazing recipes because that's your strength, and this is where, you know, this is why you're successful, is because you're using your strengths for your career, really. And it's not, you know, it's a hobby, but it's also, you know, something that you're able to do on a daily basis.
One of the things is that, like, I started this, like, as you said, like, it was a proper hobby. I was, you know, doing my PhD in something completely unrelated, and this was just like a break, but I developed this, like, really intense passion for this. And, you know, when I graduated, I decided to, you know, that I was going to pursue this, and a lot of people were like, you kind of have a master's and a PhD in the humanities, and you're going to be doing food. Like, it's, you know, there were a lot of people that kind of doubted how smart that was, in the context of, you know, because there's a lot of risks involved with starting your own business and something so kind of niche and small and kind of, you know, weird to a lot of people, protein cooking, you know. But I kind of went for it, and I thought, you know, if I have this makes me so happy to be able to, you know, kind of push this whole world and promote this kind of cooking and appreciation of food and nutrition, I'm gonna do it. And, you know, it's been really amazing. amazing, you know, to be able to work on something I love every single day and get better at it. And, you know, even though now less people are, you know, saying you should really be in a university teaching something else, what are you doing with food? But
that's not what you want to do.
Exactly.
So yeah,
it's just life takes you in like weird directions.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. I mean, that's the thing, is that like a lot of people are kind of like, they're hitting their head against the wall because they're trying to figure out what they want to do, and they just go along with what other people tell them. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, just do what you want, be who you want. You know, and surround yourself with people who believe that you can do that, really. So that's what I said last week as well, is that I just want, you know, my followers to kind of think about what's your strength, and work towards them. You know, and just take examples, I suppose, from myself or from you, Anna, or anyone else I have on my podcast who, you know, have found their strengths and are using their strengths to develop themselves professionally and personally as well.
Because there's no reason to just settle. You know, I have a lot of friends that have like an intense passion and a kind of really talent towards a particular hobby, but are, you know, they really want to pursue this, but they're stuck in like an office job that they hate, and every day they wake up and they hate it, and they're just scared of, you know, saying, I'm not going to do this anymore, I'm going to do something completely different, because there is that, you know, there's a percentage of risk, and with that risk, there's failure. But, you know, you kind of only lead one life, and waking up to like a job you hate every day and thinking that, what if, you know, for years at a time, it's not going to be that fulfilling. And, you know, it kind of bleeds into all aspects of life. You know, whether you're happy or not, or fulfilled or not in your job and your kind of legacy or whatever, you know, what you're doing towards, you know, your family and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, that's the reason why I went to work for the university, is because like I get up each morning and I love that job. I absolutely love it. Like, and you know, I only work there part time, but I really do like it. And then when I was in the other hospital that I worked in with Charlene, it was horrible. I just didn't like it. I hated it. And that, it might be fine for other people, but it wasn't okay for me. So I had to leave, because I had to go find something that I, you know, like Ben says, felt awesome doing, which is this, really. So I'm glad that I chose that in the end for myself and not for anybody else.
Absolutely.
I wanted to keep all the podcasts quite short this week, Anna, because I have a lot going on. So I was just going to end on, and I'll let you say goodbye and things like that, but I was just going to end on a message for someone out there, like I always do. And it's someone who, it's actually, the message isn't in her name, it's somewhere else, and we call her the diva, and she's the diva of diets. So I know who she's gonna pick up on this now, and I'll be probably speaking to her on my podcast soon. So just setting that message out there. Anna, thanks very much for coming on the call and talking to me a bit about
pleasure, absolutely, thank you so much for inviting me.
Sorry it was pretty short, but I'm trying to keep these short so people
can no that's good. I'm still in Sweden, kind of living up the few last days of vacation.
Enjoy. You're with your dad over there, are you?
Yeah, it's beautiful here. It's like summer.
Oh my god, it's so crap. I'm in Dublin right now, it's so bad. The weather has just like been raining all morning.
Woohoo.
I know, yeah, woo. No, this is not cool. Okay, well, thanks, Anna, for everything, and I'm sure I'll see you at Body Power.
Awesome, yeah, definitely.
Cool, I can't wait to make some. I think I'm signed in for your class to make some protein bars. I think I am. I'm pretty sure that was one of the first things I did. I was like, oh, God, I have to get to Anna and see how she makes these protein bars.
Awesome.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Anna. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye.